1973, Los Angeles, California. The premiere of the movie billed by many as the most terrifying of all time, The Exorcist. Based on the harrowing tale of a child possessed by a demon and exorcised by a Catholic priest. The film leaves audiences horrified.
Dramatic.
Disgusting.
Written and produced by William Peter Blatty, it puts the devil center stage in popular culture.
People watched this movie and they could no longer deny the reality of evil in the world today.
Even more terrifying than the movie is the fact that it's based on a true story. A priest detailed accounts of the possession and exorcism of a young boy in an ordinary family that occurs in St. Louis, Missouri, in 1949.
I believe the church tried to really keep this case closed so as not to draw undue attention to the devil.
The church believes the real story confirms a horrifying possibility. That the devil is real and active in the modern world, not just in movies and bestsellers. And that he can strike anyone, anywhere, anytime. One man dedicated to finding out exactly what happened in 1949 is author and historian Troy Taylor. In a quest to see if possession is a genuine phenomenon, Troy has tracked down one of the participants in the final days of that exorcism. Greg Holowinski is a 93-year-old retired Catholic monk.
I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with me.
For the first time ever, he is prepared to go on record. Dying of cancer, he now believes the world should hear his story. The events he witnessed as a young man haunts him to this day.